for that one. But I didn't actually realise this. There was actually also an anti-vax protest here in Cairns. About 300 people took to the Esplanade on Saturday, waving anti-vaccination placards and chanting in protest of the coronavirus vaccine rollout and, of course, the lockdowns. Now, I guess their key platform is freedom of movement, freedom of choice, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly and freedom of health. And, of course, they are key planks to what it's all about living here in Australia, except when they come at the cost of everybody else. They're not individual rights that trump the right of the greater community, and I think that's the key thing that they just don't seem to understand. And it's interesting, isn't it, really, because it's a very unusual dynamic. It's a confluence of the extreme left and the extreme right. These people are usually arch enemies, at completely the opposite end of the spectrum. It seems, from my understanding, is the extreme left has the issue more with the vaccines and putting those foreign bodies into your system, whereas the extreme right very much focused on those individual liberties at the cost of everybody else. So it's unusual that these two extreme groups would actually get together. So the extreme left, the extreme right, and decide to actually protest. That's my reading of it, opposite ends of the spectrum. So a very unusual dynamic, but happy to take your thoughts. If we can broadcast it, that's the messages I've had this morning. I'd love to say what I think, but unfortunately, you'd cut me off, Murray. 1-300-872-911. But stay tuned. We got for you a dad joke of the day, not too far away.